Hey everybody, this is Zach. I hope you guys are doing great. This is the main street in Coleraine. Lots of quaint little shops along here. There's the Taylor store. And right across the street from where we are now is the Townsend's Candy Shop. You might not know this, but the Townsends actually live on the second floor up there. Anna has a big, beautiful room in the attic. In fact, you can see her window from here. But right now, she's in the kitchen with her mom. And that's where our story begins, on Down Gilead Lane.
Anna!
I'm in the kitchen, Mom!
How did ballet go today?
Went great.
And you finished your piano practice?
I just did.
And you heard the volleyball game was switched to tomorrow night, right?
Oh no! I was supposed to do a presentation for the young business leaders meeting.
Oh, I thought that was tonight.
Tonight we're finishing up the posters. I'm getting ready to go right now.
What about that play you were auditioning for?
The Hypochondriac? That was last night.
Oh, honey, I think you've got a little too much on your plate.
But it's only a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, I mean, I think you've got too much going on. I'm very proud of you, but I think it's time we talk over your schedule. How about Thursday night?
Cheerleader tryouts.
Friday after school?
That's the piano recital.
Oh, that's right. Well, what about...
Oh, no, Mom, I'm sorry. I have to go.
Anna? Oh. Hello? Yes, she's right here.
Mom, I can't talk. Peanut butter.
It's your drama teacher.
Oh, no. Hello? I didn't... Well, thank you very much. This is a great honor. Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Could you please interpret for me?
I got the part.
You got the part?
I got the part.
Where is Dad, anyway?
He wanted to see the men's group leader after church. It shouldn't be long. Something wrong?
I don't know.
I know that sigh.
Okay, it's about church.
What about it?
At least at our old church, they talked about Jesus and the Bible. Here, Pastor Thomas speaks about world peace and social justice and stuff. It just feels kind of empty or something.
Anna, church isn't a place to be entertained. And you don't just go to church to get something. You go to give something and to be around others. We've made lots of friends here.
I like meeting new friends. But I want to meet God, too.
What do you think?
Because I'm scared, that's why.
Oh, don't worry about it. Everybody gets stage fright at first, but then you get up there and it's the
All right,
lights.
Everyone, quiet now. We're at the top of scene four with Angelique, the daughter, and Toinette, the maid. While her dad, Angon, is out, Angelique grabs a candle from the table. Then she talks with Toinette about the love of her life. Miss Townsend, that's you, Angelique.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Zimmer.
You have the first line.
Yes.
And that first line is one word.
Yes.
That's not the word, Miss Townsend. You're calling to the maid, Toinette.
Oh, right. Toinette?
Well? What?
Well...
Look at me a little.
I'm sorry, you want me to look at you?
That's your line, Miss Townsend.
Oh.
Well, I am looking at you.
Wait, why are you looking at me?
Because that's her line. Miss Townsend, please, meet me backstage.
Yes, sir.
Miss Townsend, you were to memorize your lines by today, were you not?
Yes, but I...
No excuses. There are plenty of other girls who wanted this role as well. Out of respect for that honor, and out of respect for your fellow cast members, it is time you stepped up to the plate.
I've got too much on my plate.
What's that?
It's nothing.
Now, I believe you can do this, Miss Townsend. You are very talented. But you need to apply yourself, because if you don't... You will not be in the play. Understood?
Yes, sir. God, I'm sorry. I know, I prayed really hard to get the part, but I've been so busy doing so many other things that I haven't had the time to... Well, you know the rest. Would you please help me to memorize my lines? Help me to do well. And there's something else, too. Will you talk to my mom? Do what you can to...
Anna, I found your...
Huh?
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you.
That's okay. I was just praying.
I found your book bag. It was in the back storage room.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
I'll let you get back to praying. Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. Mom?
Hmm?
When do you pray?
Every day.
Really?
Before every meal.
Oh.
Why?
Just curious. You read your Bible too, right?
Anna, I have a relationship with God. It's a very personal thing, and it's private, but it's there. So I don't want you to worry, okay?
Okay.
Really okay?
Not really okay, but I'm trying.
Well, it's bedtime, and you've got some kind of meeting first thing in the morning.
It's for the Beta Club convention.
Well, you and I can talk more about this later, all right?
All right. Hey, Mom?
Hmm?
I'm praying for you.
Thank you. But you don't need to. Good night.
Let's take it from Argonne's line. They say that he is tall.
They say that he is a tall, well-made young fellow.
Yes, Father.
Of a fine build.
Yes, indeed.
Pleasant.
Certainly.
A good face.
Very good.
Steady and of good family.
Quite.
With very good manners.
The best possible.
And speaks both Latin and Greek.
Ah, that I don't know anything about.
And that he will someday...
Hold on, Angelique.
Yes?
What is your favorite color? What do you do for recreation?
I don't understand what this has to do with...
What is your passion in life?
Well... I'm not sure.
Then you aren't Angelique. You're someone trying to act like Angelique. I don't want you to act like Angelique. I want you to be Angelique. You must know her inside and out. You must feel her passions, her frustrations, her dreams. Anything less is just going through the motions. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is not a put-down. It's a challenge to you to raise the bar. And I tell you that because I know you can do it. Now, come on, one more time. Oh, we've got a packed house tonight. Isn't that great?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to do just fine.
I'm not ready for this.
Now, just take a deep breath. What's wrong?
Hold your tongue, Simpkin. It is not for you to control this pain of the faculty.
Ask my daughter, Angelique, to come to me. I have something to tell her.
That's your cue. Remember to get the candle off the table. Go for it.
Here she is, coming of her own accord. She must have guessed your thoughts.
You come just in time. I want to speak to you.
I am quite ready... to hear you?
Wait a moment. Give me my walking stick. I'll come back directly.
Go, sir. Go quickly. Mr. Florent gives us plenty to do.
Swanette?
Well, what?
Look?
Look at me a little.
Look at me a little.
Well, I am looking at you.
Twanette!
Well, what, Twinette?
The candle! You dropped the candle!
The candle! You dropped the candle!
No, look on the floor!
No! Look on the floor!
The curtain! The curtain's on fire!
Fire!
Oh, no!
Well, let's exit through the doors in the back. Everyone stay calm and move quickly!
Fire! Fire! Wait, my alarm clock... Wow, that was the most awful nightmare. But the worst part is, it could come true.
Anna, I'm worried about you. Not just about the nightmare, But that's a pretty clear sign.
A sign of what?
A sign you've got a lot of pressure on you right now. That's why I'm concerned about your schedule. It's putting a lot of stress on you. I think that's why you're getting overly upset with things.
Are you talking about the other night?
I could see it on your face. You were very upset about my religious life.
Mom, this isn't just some kind of stress I'm under. I really am worried about you. All my Christian friends, their moms, they pray and read the Bible and talk about God.
Anna, just because I choose to keep my religion private doesn't mean I'm going to hell. Hey, look at me. As your mom, I'm worried about you. Look what this is doing to you. Just talking about it is upsetting you. For your own sake, I don't want you to bring religion up again. Understand? Not until you and I have some time to really talk it over. All right?
Yes, ma'am. I dreamt last night that I was in the greatest trouble imaginable, and that someone exactly like this gentleman came to me.
I asked him to help me, and presently he saved me from the great trouble
I was in.
Anna, it's supper time.
I am most apologetic, Mother. In your apparent distress, you must have mistaken my name. I am Angelique.
Oh, right. Angelique.
Mother, I would so very much appreciate some victuals to benefit my constitution.
I'll bet you would. Whatever you just said.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Don't you guess what I want to speak about?
No.
Since you know what it is I want, why are you not the first to speak to me of him?
Anna, I don't know what you want and who him is, and why are you talking so wacko all of a sudden?
And why do you not spare me the trouble of being the one to start the conversation?
Oh, the play!
I acknowledge that I am never weary of speaking of him, and that my heart takes eager advantage of every moment I have to open my heart to you.
Wow, not bad.
Since your consent to our marriage authorizes me to open my heart to you, I will not hide from you that the chance made us acquainted 6 days ago, and that the request which has been made to you is the result of the sympathy we felt for one another at first sight.
They did not tell me that, but I am glad of it. It is much better that things should be so. They say that he is a tall, well-made young fellow.
Yes, Father.
Of a fine build.
Yes, indeed.
Pleasant?
Certainly.
A good face?
Very good.
Steady and of good family?
Quite.
With very good manners?
The best possible.
And speaks both Latin and Greek?
Ah, that I don't know anything about.
And that he will in 3 days be made a doctor?
He... Father?
Yes. Did he not tell you?
No, indeed. Who told you?
Mr. Purgon.
Does Mr. Purgon know him?
What a question. Of course he knows him. Since he is his nephew.
Cleante is the nephew of Mr. Purgon?
We may each of us take part in it ourselves, and thus perform the comedy for each other's amusement. Carnival time authorizes it. Let us go quickly and get everything ready.
Do you consent to it?
Yes, since my uncle takes the lead.
I think our cast did a fine job. What do you think?
Anna did great tonight.
Yeah, she sure did. I'm glad I was able to take some time off to see her.
Me too.
You know, I think Anna did her part better than anyone there. And I'm not just saying that because I'm her dad. She was good.
I agree. Brent?
Yeah.
Anna is worried about something.
Okay.
About my religious life, of all things.
What?
Apparently she's worried that I don't know God or something.
Well, that's strange. I mean, we go to church. What put that idea into her head?
I don't know. We've been talking.
You've been telling me she's been under a lot of pressure with her schedule.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like she's got enough going on already. She sure doesn't need to be worried about that.
I totally agree.
Oh, Mary Morrison came by the store today. She handed me this.
What's this? A note?
Something about a something or other.
Oh, thanks.
You were gone, so I took it for you.
Dear Rachel, I understand Anna is going to a Bible study for girls at Grace's house this Saturday.
She is?
Yeah, Anna said something about it.
At Grace's house?
Yeah, apparently. Whatever problems Grace had before, she's fine now. Maya Richter is going.
Ah, another Richter connection.
Couldn't hurt. Let's see. I'd like to invite you to a mom's Bible study we're having at the same time at our house. Just let me know. I'd love to have you join us. Warm regards, Mary.
What?
I just have trouble with that kind of gathering. Let's put on our religious faces and impress each other.
Mary's not like that.
I don't want to go.
Fine.
Oh, the news is coming on.
And what about you, friend? Do you really know Jesus? Would you like to know him better?
I thought you were going to watch the news.
I'm just going to bed. I'm tired of... Oh, I'm just tired.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure you girls have all heard this before. But just because you live in a garage...
doesn't make you a car.
Exactly. And just because you go to church, or just because you come here to Grace's Bible study, doesn't mean you're a Christian. Now, I'm about to share a verse with you that may disturb you, but I believe God wants me to share this with you. So here goes. It's Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Maya, would you please read that for us?
Oh, sure.
Now, this is Jesus talking, his famous Sermon on the Mount. Maya?
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Just because you do good works doesn't make you a Christian. It's going to be one of the saddest days in all eternity when those people who say they're Christians will stand before God and find out they're not. They may even do great things for God, but if they don't really know God, if they haven't put their trust in Jesus and made him the Lord of their life, they'll be sent away from God's presence forever. That's why it's so important to make sure Jesus is your Lord. Did somebody just leave?
That was Anna. I'll go check on her. Anna? Anna, you okay?
Mom keeps telling me not to worry about her, but that's exactly why I am worried, Maya. It's just like Grace said. I've been praying for Mom, but I don't see any difference.
Do you want to come back in so we can pray for you?
I just want to go home.
Well, you're home early. Dad said he's working late again tonight. So how did your gathering go? Anna, are you okay? It looks like you've been crying.
I need to go to my room.
Hold on. Sit down. We need to talk.
You already told me you didn't want to talk.
Oh?
I didn't bring it up, Mom.
Oh, it's about that. Come on, have a seat. What I said was we could talk when you had some time, remember?
Okay.
So go for it.
Mom, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
It's personal.
That's all right.
Are you a Christian?
Anna, honey, I am a Christian. We've been over this before. I go to church, and yes, I talk to God from time to time.
But do you believe in Jesus? Has he forgiven you of your sins?
To be honest with you, Anna, I haven't really thought about it like that. But I've studied the teachings of Jesus, and I follow God the best I know how.
Mom, I was thinking about this on the way home. It's just like the play. Mr. Zimmer said at first I was just going through the motions. I showed up at rehearsal, but my heart really wasn't in it. And I keep thinking, you're going to stand before God someday, and you're going to tell him, just like you tell me all the time, I go to church, I do all the right things. And Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. And that scares me.
Anna.
It won't be just a play, Mom. It's going to be for real.
I'm not sure how I can assure you any differently. I know this is very upsetting for you. And if this is the kind of thing Grace is teaching you at her Bible study, upsetting you like this, well, I'm sorry, but that's the last time you'll be going.
But, Mom.
I know you like to
go. It's not that.
Mom. What?
Mom. I love you.
Oh, Anna.
God, I'm scared. Really scared. Mom doesn't even know you. If anything happened to her, I don't even want to think about it. God, please. Please talk to her heart. Will you? I pray she'll really, really come to know you. Help her to believe in Jesus and really want you in her life. No more pretending, but real. Please, God.
God, are you there? I can't remember the last time I knelt down like this, but it's been a while, God. I know that. But I think it's time we had a talk.
You know, sometimes when I watch people, like the ones here in Coleraine, I wonder, does that person know Jesus? Will they go to heaven? How about you? Maybe there's somebody in your life who doesn't know Christ. It could be somebody close to you, like Anna's mom. Well, first of all, you need to pray for that person, just like Anna did. And then, as God gives you a chance, you can talk to them about Christ. Here's a great way to memorize how to lead people to Jesus. All you have to do is remember A, B, C. A, admit that you're a sinner. B, believe Jesus died on the cross for you and rose again. And finally, C, confess your sinfulness to God and confess Jesus as your Lord. Now, you know what? We have some really cool tracts that you can use as a tool to share the gospel. You can see them on our website in the store, or if you write and ask, we'll send you one for free. Just send your letters to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501, or email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Going Through the Motions, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry, and was dedicated to the memory of Kevin Brown, an unsung hero of Down Gilead Lane. Kevin's enjoying heaven right now, but he will be greatly missed. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Glenn West and Todd Bastide, with additional recording by Rob Gunling. Our music was composed by John Campbell, and Terry Ritchie is our executive producer. As always, I'm Zach, and you know what? I'm going to grab an ice cream cone. Come on back, and let's meet again next time, Down Gilead Lane.